From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, January 8th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what the 3-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection could mean for the upcoming presidential election. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. For decades, Illinois political candidates have routinely signed a loyalty pledge not to overthrow the government. But as Dave McKinney reports, Republican Donald Trump didn't do that this year, and it's becoming a flashpoint in the presidential campaign.
Illinois candidates have the choice whether to sign the state's loyalty oath. Trump did so as a presidential candidate in 2016 and again in 2020, but it was missing when he filed to get on the state's March 19th primary ballot. Democratic President Joe Biden hit Trump over the weekend as the nation observed the 3-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection for which Trump has been criminally charged. Biden's campaign says Trump's unwillingness to sign the oath against a government overthrow squares with his actions on January 6th. Trump's campaign told WBEZ that if he's elected president, Trump will defend the nation's constitution. This is Dave McKinney.
We will know for the first time this year how many people in Illinois prisons are taking college courses and how many people are waiting for access. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
A law passed last summer requires the state to collect data on the demographics of incarcerated people taking courses, waiting lists for programs, and more. Ashton Hazelton researches policy for the Education Justice Project at the University of Illinois. She worked on the law and says the data will drive future change.
Less than 2% of incarcerated people in Illinois are enrolled in a post-secondary program, and we know that there is much greater interest and need for that programming. There's just a lack of access at this point.
The law went into effect this month. The first Department of Corrections report on the data is required to be online by September. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
COVID-19's impact on the city of Urbana included its population count in the 2020 census. Now, the city is getting a recount. IPM's May Antar has more.
After the pandemic shut down in-person classes at the University of Illinois in 2020, many students and faculty temporarily left the area. Mayor Diane Marlin said that because of this, Urbana had 7% fewer people in the 2020 census, which poses a significant problem for the city.
When you lose population, you lose that important source of funding.
Mayor Marlin said she estimates the city has lost $750,000 a year in funding tied to its population.
We didn't expect this drastic of an impact on our population, but this was directly due to COVID-19 and the impact on the university.
Urbana is now scheduled to get a census recount starting October 15th. And Marlin says she hopes the city's population count increases this time around. May Antar, IPM News.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team lost at home yesterday to the Wisconsin Badgers 67-61. Illinois senior guard Makira Cook led the team in scoring with 18 points in the 6-point loss. Illinois falls to 0-3 in the Big Ten Conference play and has an overall record of 6-7. The Illini will travel to play the Nebraska Cornhuskers next on Thursday, January 11th at 7 p.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about what the 3-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection could mean for the upcoming presidential election. That story is next on 217 Today.
Miss Scarlet and the Duke from Masterpiece returns as Eliza assumes control over the business of Nash & Sons. Familiar sources come to the rescue when her takeover gets off to a rocky start. Outside of work, Eliza's relationship with the Duke intensifies as a potentially life-altering decision looms. Members can binge all 6 new episodes plus all previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. 3 years ago Saturday, an armed mob of Donald Trump supporters and right-wing extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol building in an effort to prevent the certification of the 2020 presidential election. Democratic Congressman from Illinois Mike Quigley was there. Mawa Iqbal spoke with Quigley about that chaotic day, and he reflects on how January 6, 2021 may impact the upcoming presidential election.
Congressman Mike Quigley says even the night before the attack on the Capitol was ominous. He remembers it being unseasonably warm, so he says he rode his bike around the Capitol grounds.
I stopped and occasionally walked my bike because these moops were hanging out. They were semi-camping on the grounds. And you could hear them. And what they were earshot of Capitol Police. And I was like, did you hear that? They were going to lynch the vice president. They were going to build a gallows. They were going to take over.
The next morning, as he was heading into the House chamber, he looked out of a window onto the grounds, where he saw a huge crowd of people who were carrying Trump flags and Confederate flags.
And I saw three Capitol Police, and all they had on was baseball caps. And I still have the text. I said, we may not have enough security. And my comms director, we still have it, wrote back, well, at least you're in the Capitol where you know you're safe.
But Quigley and his colleagues began their work counting the electoral votes to certify President Biden's victory over former President Trump. When all of a sudden, Quigley sees House leadership being whisked away off of the floor. Then the chairman of the House Rules Committee read an announcement saying,
protesters have reached statutory hall. Tear gas has been released. So please put your tear gas mask on. Everybody goes, what tear gas mask?
Quigley remembers hearing chaos all around, with tear gas canisters bursting, people screaming, and then a gunshot to his left.
What does it say that I'm waiting for the National Guard so that I can go back and vote on the peaceful transition of power in the world's most important democracy?
Quigley says he's worried that many people's perceptions about what really happened on January 6th have changed for the worse. According to a recent Washington Post University of Maryland poll, only 14% of Republicans now believe Trump bears responsibility for the insurrection. That's half as many Republicans that held him responsible in 2021. More Republicans also don't believe that the attack on the Capitol was violent. And Quigley says that doesn't bode well for this year's elections.
If it could get that bad, what's possible now with a man who seems even more desperate, more despotic?
There are efforts in at least two dozen states, including Illinois, challenging Trump's eligibility to run for office, citing his participation in an insurrection. The U.S. Supreme Court announced yesterday it will consider whether states can remove Trump from the ballot. Yet Quigley says he's also worried about voter safety and access at the polls. He fears the rise in extremism will put the electoral process under threat. Again,
there's an acceptance of violence and condoned and encouraged and incited by President Trump.
And Quigley is concerned that kind of violence could even erupt here during the Democratic National Convention in August. So he's working now to secure an additional $25 million to bolster security. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Emily Hayes, May Antar, Colin Highslope, and Mawa Iqbal. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.